I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Indonesia's new government is doing an about-face on religious freedom. Voice of the Martyrs USA spokesman Todd Nettleton says the president is living up to his reputation as a reformer by suggesting a controversial new law.
He says it will come before their parliament within the next 6 months to protect religious minorities. That would include Christians. There's another facet of change that he wants to make, which would remove religious identity from the national ID cards that the Indonesian government issues.
Considering Indonesia is the world's largest Muslim nation, this is quite a shift. Would you join us in praying for this new law's success? Next, refugee workers are asking for your help. Vision Beyond Borders reports these workers are requesting supplies for their Burmese Christmas outreach. The catch? They need the supplies by November 24th to get them there in time. They specifically need hygiene packs, 181 3x5 notepads, 40 washcloths, 25 combs, and 200 bandanas will complete the packs. A VBB mission team will tell them about Jesus as they hand them out. And is real shepherding outdated? Well, one organization has a team of 5 men learning to be shepherds in Lesotho, Africa. John Berry of Africa Inland Mission says the project has been in the works for about 4 years. Missionaries will be in Lesotho for 2 years sharing their faith.
The conditions are really tough. Now, automatically, we'd probably think that the best suited people are sportsmen or ex-Marines or something else. But strangely enough, we found that what keeps us going in those kind of conditions isn't necessarily physical stamina, but it's commitment. It's a sense of calling.
Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is a great M&N partner. They provide us with lots of stories about the persecuted church. And you can get them, too, when you sign up for their free weekly prayer alert. Go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the banner on the right. I'm Greg Yoder.